Yeah, I'm feeling. How am I feeling? Yeah, I'm feeling proud. I'm feeling disappointed. I'm feeling, sometimes overwhelmed with the support from here and at home. I just thought it was incredible, and we're disappointed to not, be able to at least get a point out of that game for ourselves and for everyone who came to watch and everyone at home, because it's been, this build up to the World Cup has been something I'll never forget.
It was very tight there towards the end, and there was a couple of chances. What was it like on the pitch in terms of keeping your head, knowing that, you really were putting the pressure on Australia?
Yeah, I was loving it. Time was going down, but I was like, we'll get one more. We will get one more chance, and I think, we got more than one more chance. And it is. Yeah, it's a shame that we couldn't convert them, but we played against a world-class team. They're very organised. They, even on that transition, they get behind the ball very, very quickly, and make it really difficult for you. So, yeah, and again, they're very, very strong in the air. We knew in terms of us, trying not to give away too many set pieces around the box or corners. But yeah, and they're very good defensively at doing that as well.
There was a lot of younger players on the pitch today. Were you impressed with how they showed up, considering that a lot of them don't have a whole lot of caps and they're making these amazing debuts in the World Cup?
Yeah, that's, I think it's the environment that we've created again. It's kind of like we've kind of done all the hard work to get to this World Cup, so now it's actually, it's another game. We go into it, yes, it is a massive occasion, but for us again, as I said, we've battled for years and years to get ourselves to this position, and now we're finally here. So, don't let it slip, don't let it fade away, don't forget these moments. And I think anyone who was, we were so prepared. Anyone who was on the pitch, anyone who was on the bench, the 26 of us were all ready to go, and we still are so ready to go. And trying to get results in this group.
Where does that mental fortitude come from? Because I think you could say, like, both teams probably in the starting minutes were a little bit shaky, just in terms of the massive crowd, the influence of the stadium and the fans, but then you could see very easily the football took over and both teams just went for it. Because, like, I mean, no one on that team has played in front of a crowd that size.
Yeah, I just think it was. I just don't know. I don't know how you prepare for things like that. And so that's, we were just kind of ourselves. We were, a really relaxed approach, having a laugh, making sure that we just kind of soaked in every moment. And, I think it was even something that we learned in the Scotland game, was to be as honest and open with each other as possible, just about, how we are. And then also it was, the match day minus one. Again, we were just playing a few games in the changing room, and it just let this load off. And it was honestly from that moment that I was like, yeah, I think we're going to go win this now. So again, I just think we had that sort of similar approach that, let's just relax ourselves and go enjoy every moment. And, almost everyone's friends or families are here. And that was honestly, across the other side of the world, is the most special thing in the world.
So that's a resounding message coming out of tonight, is we're going to do it against Canada and Nigeria.
That's the plan. We know we have it tough, but we've shown the world what we're about, and but there's still more to come.
How do you reassess and prepare for them games? Because there'll be a massive high coming into today with this big game, and then obviously the load of dropping back down. How do you prepare for the big game then?
Yeah, we just need the best recovery we can get. We need, our friends and family. We need to kind of be disappointed tonight, and then be ready to move on. See the little things where we can improve, and get ourselves up the pitch a little bit more, and try release some of that, release some of that pressure. But it's we're gonna be ready to go against the Olympic champions. What more do you want?
In terms of the chances that Ireland did have, I think your one went close, but then the chance from Katie as well, just sort of couldn't get it out of her feet quick enough, and it's a small margin that really decide these sort of games.
Yeah, that's it. It's that's 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 the game totally. You know, those chances fall, but that's, you know, it was also there. Incredibly good defensively in terms of getting pressure on the ball. So yeah, like, listen, I got caught up a little bit, but they've put the pressure on that. So to still kind of release the shot and get it out is, yeah, was still, you know, really creating a good opportunity for us. And that's, yeah, we've got to be able to take a bit more advantage of set pieces, I think, as well. But we go against the top team who really know how to defend that.
The penalty was the downside in the game, but the reaction to it. That must be the pleasing thing, especially considering it's easy just to drop the head and maybe concede a second or a third goal.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's it. As soon as you kind of concede one, it can sometimes be the moment where you almost straight away concede a second, and we were like, we can't let the game slip away from us like this. It probably maybe almost took the pressure off again, and knowing that, you know, they're going to want to keep this lead, and they're not going to want to, you know, try open up against us two more. And then if they did, you know, we'd create something out of that. And yeah, we were, I just think, second half, we really showed that we had to be patient. You know, we were letting their centre-backs go side to side with it at times, but then that was when we pounced and they made mistakes.
A lot of lessons learned, though, from that French game, because the French game, they punished it quickly twice, and then even in the second half in the set play, they punished it in that, where tonight it was a lot more alert in terms of knowing that they're going to come, like you see when Mary Fowler shoots over wide not long after the penalty as well, but then you just sort of relax them.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, you've got to learn from that. We know we don't concede too many goals, and yeah, against France that was fairly unlike us. But yeah, we take learnings from it. I don't even think, you know, that defeat to France, it didn't overly worry us. We were like, right, okay, now we see where we need to tighten up. It's a little reminder about, you know, what you've got to do better.